The McDonald's Dubbo and Wellington.
This is Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love.
Hit 93.5.
Pippa and Jimmy.
Hey, Dubbo on the Central West. Welcome to What the Duck Monday.
How good. A peeking duck on the show a little bit later on.
Wow, so your first chance to get on the standby list to win one of Pippa and Jimmy's lucky ducks to go into the draw to win a over $30,000 swim spa from Mars Group Family Property.
Crazy prize. Hot.
That's why we've dubbed it What the Duck Monday.
Exactly. You can win a $30,000 swim spa and we've got Peking Duck on the show. What the Duck. It's going to be ducking great.
Plus, it's your official recovery sesh from Derby Day weekend.
That's exactly right. Shout out to everybody who might be feeling a bit dusty this morning.
With a two-day hangover.
Yeah, exactly. Pop a couple of hairy lemons or the Powerade.
Yeah, the worst.
Get you ready for your Monday.
Stand by, Pippa, because in under 15 minutes' time, a guy's had to call the police about finding something in his backyard which he thought was a bomb.
Oh, ah.
Yeah, but when the police got there, you never believe what they found instead.
Instead of a bomb. Wowee.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll do that right after we get our acting shoes on.
Oh, yes. Gosh, I better just, you know, drink some lemon water or something. Get ready for that. Do some vocal warm-ups.
Pippa and Jimmy's reenactments. We're playing that next. 13, 12, 16 to play right after Zayn and Sia's Dust Till Dawn. Morning. Zayn, Dust Till Dawn, teaming up with Aussie Girl Sia. Morning Dub on the Central West. Pippa and Jimmy on the air with you. Stand by, your first chance to win with Pippa and Jimmy's Lucky Duck. For your chance to win that $30,000 swim spa from Mars Group Family Properties, coming up after 7.
Hey. Australia's most difficult radio competition.
Here we go.
It's Pippa and Jimmy's reenactments, and we take the stage this morning to reenact some of Australia's most iconic television series. And it's all thanks to Urban Beach this week. Free your toes with a pair of Havaianas this summer at Urban Beach around them all.
How good is that?
So good.
We've got some great prizes for you this week. So if you can identify what television show we are reenacting through our skills, give us a call, 13 12 16. First correct answer walks away with the prize.
That's
Pippa,
right.
Are you ready for today's?
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
I actually think that my voice this morning could bode well into my character.
Oh, very good. Very good. Okay. Okay, Sophie, this is your last chance, your last rose to give out.
Oh, Osha, I just, you know, I'm here for the right reasons, you know. I really want to find love. I just want a good man that's just going to be a good dad. This is not easy, you know.
Well, you've come to the right TV show, Sophie, because that's all you find here.
Yeah, it's just really tense, you know.
Yeah, you've got three great-looking guys here.
Yeah, I do.
Jared, Ryan, and Apollo. Which one would you like to give your final rose to?
This is really hard because, you know, Jared, we've obviously got the pot plant situation happening there.
Yep.
But Ryan's hair is just so great. Mm. And then Apollo, well, he can literally pull a rabbit out of a hat.
Well, yeah.
Apollo, this rose is for you.
End scene.
Far out. Reality, television, what? Well, I don't even know where one started and one began.
No idea.
No.
It's Pippa and Jimmy's reenactment. It's got a great prize from Urban Beach to give away. If you think you know what TV show we're reenacting, 13, 12, 16 right now. Morning. Here at 93.5, Justin Timberlake, Summer Love. Morning Dub on the Central West, 6:13. Currently sitting on 15 degrees. Stand by because police in Germany were called to a elderly gentleman's place. He thought he'd found a World War II bomb.
Oh, a bit major.
What they found instead, it will have you gobsmacked.
Gobsmacked. Just jaw on the floor.
We'll do that right after we play Australia's Most Difficult Radio Competition, Pippa and Jimmy's reenactments. Who do we have on the line here?
We've got Daniel. Morning, Daniel.
Morning.
Happy Monday. How was your weekend?
It was pretty good. Worked a bit, so.
Worked a bit?
Yeah, nice.
What else did you get up to?
Very little, to be honest.
Very little. Good. I'd like to be getting up to very little today, actually.
Yeah.
Good for a very little day.
Fantastic. Yep, I agree.
Yeah. Are you working today, Daniel?
I just came off a night shift, so probably not.
All right. Ooh. A night shift. What were you doing?
I'm a support worker.
Okay,
great.
Fantastic.
Awesome, mate. Awesome. You do,
excellent.
Well, you do a great job, you and all the other support workers and people who help other people out there, because they're tough jobs. So, mate, we want to give you this prize. We've reenacted a famous Australian television show. I included Osha, Sophie, a couple of roses.
Yep, Jared, a pot plant. They're all in there.
Wouldn't be The Bachelorette, would it?
He's
done
it.
Daniel,
well
done, you can fess up now. Did you watch the series?
No, I didn't.
Didn't watch it?
Did you follow it?
The missus does, so.
Okay, so you basically watched it.
So you followed it through her talking
about
it all
exactly,
the time.
Yeah, exactly, because she was debriefing every episode with you. Fantastic. Congratulations, Daniel. You can free your toes with a pair of Havaianas this summer at Urban Beach or Rana Mall. Congratulations.
No worries, thank you.
No worries, Daniel. Have a good day. Bye, mate.
You too. Bye.
Here 93.5, Imagine Dragons, brand new stuff from them. It's called Whatever It Takes. Morning, everyone. Pippa and Jimmy, 6:27, and it is the 6th of November, believe it or not.
It is. My mum's birthday.
Oh.
Yeah, happy birthday, Mum.
Happy birthday, Vicky Moore,
mm-hmm.
out there. Hey, stand by. Not too far away, your first chance to win with Pippa and Jimmy's Lucky Duck, that $30,000 spa from Mars Group Family Properties. And right now, though, Pippa, have you ever had to call the police before?
Yeah, a couple of times.
Yeah?
Yep.
Because usually you call the police for a specific reason.
Yes.
Hey, there's someone in my house burgling me.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm seeing a domestic unfold across the road.
Yeah, exactly. You've got something. Now, a guy over in Germany, he had something pretty solid.
Right.
Hey, guys, I've got a World War II bomb in my backyard.
Ay, caramba.
Just found it.
That's major.
That's definitely, I think, worthy of a call.
Yeah, worthy of a phone call.
Emergency.
Definitely.
Police rock up. What do they find instead? A zucchini. A giant zucchini. I'm actually going to get a picture out and show you.
A giant zucchini was found in a man's backyard when he thought it was a bomb from World War II.
Take a look at that. That's a giant zucchini there.
Oh, my goodness. Actually, now that I'm looking at it, it does look a little bit like it could be a missile.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it looks a bit missile-like. But I wouldn't have been afraid to touch it, maybe.
Well,
I guess in Germany, that stuff, even in 2017, is still a bit close to home, isn't
maybe
it?
Maybe he was an older man.
Yeah.
Hadn't had his OPSM checkup.
True.
That, to me, could look like a zucchini.
Could be a zucchini or could be a missile.
Or if you're a younger person using his emoji, could be something completely different
absolutely
altogether.
Absolutely, it could be. That's
and he wouldn't
right
want to be just finding one of those just lying around the backyard.
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
So what did the police say when they got there?
So, mate, it's a zucchini.
Calm down.
Oh, well, he said, oh, thank goodness. I was going to have to go to the shops for my stir fry.
Oh,
he could cancel his trip to the shops.
That's right. He can make zucchini fritters.
Yeah. Oh,
quiche. He's sorted for weeks.
He had the whole brigade around.
That's right.
For a big street party.
Yeah, perfect.
Oh.
Amazing. All's well that ends well.
Planning a new movie.
What is it?
It's a German in the giant zucchini.
A German in the giant zucchini.
Yeah.
That's the new film.
It's like James and the Giant Peach.
Oh, yeah. the giant zucchini. Good.
Yeah.
I like it.
Done. News is next, then beers, boobs, balls. Hey, this is Pippa. Yeah, French Montana, Unforgettable. Morning, Dove on the Central West. How you doing, Pippa and Jimmy on the airwaves? And Pippa, the exact way that you can get your hands on a swim spa valued over $30,000 from Mars Group Family Properties.
Pippa and Jimmy's Lucky Duck. We're going to tell you about that next.
That's fantastic. But first, let's cross right now. Live to LA, it's Mr. Dean McCarthy.
Hit 93.5. Scoopla.
Joining us from Scoopla HQ right now, it's a wonderful Dean McCarthy. Come on in, Dean. Tell us the latest on the Kevin Spacey saga.
Oh, g'day, guys. Happy Monday. Look, you know, this Kevin Spacey saga is just the biggest story in Hollywood today. More news, more people, more drama over this story. Let me tell you the latest. So Netflix have completely axed him from the show House of Cards. If you're a fan of the show, you'll know that he is one of the prominent figure.
Mm-hmm.
Axed from the show. His new film that he did for Netflix, Axed. He produced and directed it. Axed. He has been fired from the show. Eight of the crew have come forward and said that in their time working on the show, he sexually, you know, had misconduct towards them. No police charges have been filed. No legal suits have been filed yet, but I'm sure they're going to be only, you know, in the next coming weeks. But this guy, it's just gotten bad to worse as more people come forward saying that he's a massive creep.
Absolutely. Hey, Dean, from my understanding, it sounds like he's already shot most of season 6 of House of Cards. Is that all being thrown in the bin?
I think they're going to... Well, the show is completely on hiatus right now. Yep. And what they're looking to do, good question, is basically make one of the other characters. They're going to probably kill off his character.
Yep.
Dramatic as that sounds. And then film the rest of the season with another character coming forward as more of a lead role. That's what I read. And that's kind of the only way they could actually finish out the season.
Absolutely.
Maybe they could do what they do in Home and Away or Neighbours, and there could just be a really big fire or something and he's the one that doesn't survive.
Yeah. Or the, don't do what they did in Modern Family where they just they change out the character and get someone else in and pretend like nothing ever happened. That is always really awesome.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, Jennifer Lawrence has interviewed Kim Kardashian, and this sounds like it was pretty awesome.
This is so hilarious. Over the weekend, Jennifer Lawrence, the superstar Oscar-winning actress legend, interviewed Kim Kardashian on TV. It was hilarious. What was interesting about this interview was nothing was out of bounds. There was nothing, no topic off limits. Have a listen to this. This is a little snippet of Jennifer Lawrence taking over as TV host.
And I remember getting naked in your mom's closet and ordering you to dress me.
Yes, I
you, you dressed me fabulously. I looked amazing, as you could see in that video. Then is my memory correct? Did you call Kanye to come up in the closet? Did you want him to style me?
No, you said, but I'm not joking. I really want Kanye to style me. And so I said, okay. And then I come back in and you're fully butt naked. I'm going to intercom downstairs and tell him to not come upstairs.
So much fun. I just love Jennifer Lawrence. Like, she can do no wrong.
She definitely does not hold back. Dean, thank you so much for joining us this morning with all the latest goss from Scoopla HQ.
Bye, guys.
How good is that? The new one from Maroon 5. It's called What Lovers Do. Morning, everyone. Pippa and Jimmy on the air, 17 degrees and 11 minutes away from 8 o'clock. We do it all thanks to Macca's, and get stuck into Macca's new thicker, juicier 100% Angus beef in the Gourmet Creations range, available after 10:30 a.m.
What a weekend we've had.
At Derby Day.
At Derby Day.
It was a big day. It was very tiring as well.
Very tiring.
By the time I got home late on Saturday night, straight to bed, and I realised I hadn't eaten in 10 hours.
Okay. So you'd be feeling a bit hungry by the time you wake up Sunday morning, in need of a feed.
I was in need of calories.
Yep.
And as many calories as I could get as quickly as possible.
Grease and calories, get it into me. Run at me with that.
First, I Googled what time the Dirty Bird opens.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Love a bit of Dirty Bird on a Sunday.
Yeah, out opposite the Bunnings Warehouse.
Perfect.
There.
Perfect.
10 a.m.
Okay.
Great. I thought, great. Going out there, I am going to get a zinger.
Yep.
Chicken all the way.
Yep.
Thrown the vegan diet completely out the door.
Goodbye. Sayonara.
Mm-hmm.
You are full blown off the bandwagon.
Fully blown off the bandwagon now. So I realised it opened at 10 a.m. So at 5 to 10 I left.
Okay.
Drove there, arrived at 5 past 10.
Okay.
Perfect timing.
Perfect timing. Fresh Dirty Bird.
No one's in the drive-thru. Great.
Even better.
Drive up to the drive-thru, decide what I want. Start talking in the microphone.
Yep.
Nobody's there.
Nothing's happening.
Oh, God, I freaked.
Oh, my gosh.
Am I going to have to drive all the way back into town?
Oh, no.
Oh, goodness me. So I've done a lap.
Yep.
Done a quick lap. Having a look around. I think I can see someone in there.
See someone in the store.
Yeah, I'm trying
to
wave.
So there's movement in there. It opens at 10. You've got there at the right time on the right day, so you should be sorted.
So we've done another little lap around out the front. There's people in there eating food.
Eating food.
Surely someone's forgotten to put the headset on.
Oh, no.
Thinking this disaster. Done another lap around. Hello. Into the microphone. Hello. Need food here.
Need food now. Hurry up.
It's like an SOS sign.
Yeah, it was. Emergency situation.
No one. I pull up around the front. Two old ladies there.
Right.
Says, is it open? And they're like, yeah, because they're walking out of food.
Oh, they were getting a bit of Dirty Bird.
They said, why don't you just jump in and grab something? I said, no.
Please.
No. Look what I'm wearing. I ain't getting out of the car. I didn't drive all the way out here to walk.
Exactly.
Into Dirty Bird.
I did not come all the way out here to be seen in public.
Yes.
I'm not fit for public consumption, ladies.
Especially because people still think I'm upholding the vegan diet.
Exactly. You don't want to be publicly shamed. Isn't that Jimmy Love from the radio station who's meant to be a vegan / pescatarian fad diet?
Yeah.
No. It's bad for your rep.
So I've done another full lap. By this time, I've been lapping it for 10 minutes.
You've been doing multiple laps of the drive-through.
Mm.
Yeah.
10 minutes
and
straight.
Nobody's sorted out the fact that, hey, I think there's someone in the drive-thru needing a feed.
Yeah. Eventually I got onto somebody.
Right.
accidentally ordered something with cheese on it. I can't even eat cheese. That's an actual dietary requirement.
Oh, you're just a hot mess, aren't you? And it would have been so much quicker if you'd just pulled up, gone in, sorted yourself out, ordered what you wanted and gone back in your car.
Yeah. That's it.
Unbelievable.
That's my whole story.
You've just fallen off the wagon completely, haven't you?
Yeah.
How was the chicken, though?
Oh, chicken was good.
Oh, so good. Yeah. So juicy.
Oh, so many calories there.
So many calories.
Done.
How good's not being a vegan?
I quit veganism!
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We're on your home of hits and old school. Morning, everyone. Pippa and Jimmy, your new way to get up across Dubbo and the Central West. And we do it all for Macca's. Grab a delicious McFlurry for just $2 at Macca's for a limited time only.
And find out how you can be off to see Hamish and Andy's Cool Boys in the Front Man. That's their band that they are touring with. Find out how you can be off to see them live coming up next. But right now, it's What the Duck Monday.
On the air with us right now, the fabulous Peking Duck Boys. Come on in. How you doing?
Hey.
Doing
very
well. You've received 4 ARIA nominations this year.
Wow.
I mean, 27. Does it get any better?
It's actually incredible. We had no idea that that would be the result of nominations for us at all. So to say that we're happy would be a massive, massive understatement.
And your guys' new banger, Let You Down, featuring Icona Pop, that's just blown up deluxe, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's doing really well so far. We're stoked with the reception.
Yeah, super stoked with how it's going.
It seems to have connected with a lot of people on a personal level, as well as people that just want to dance and get sweaty to it, so it's cool.
Absolutely. It's the sort of song that I enjoy listening to while cruising down the highway. It's that sort of summer song,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's a great summer
Beautiful.
Anthem.
Sick.
Yeah, it's one of those bad boys.
So, tell us, with the name Peking Duck, do a lot of people ask you how naming your band came about?
We get asked that probably every day, to be honest.
Great, okay, because, I mean, I've got a bit of an affinity with Peking Duck, but it's not a good one. I went into anaphylactic shock after a date ordered me some Peking Duck pancakes in a Chinese restaurant.
Wow, that is intense.
It Sorry is intense. Thank you.
Thank God you're still with us.
Yes.
Many hugs and love.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
We love you, Pippa.
Yeah. Love you guys. Thanks. Have you, do you ever order Peking Duck in a Chinese restaurant? Does it spin you out a bit? Or why did you decide to call yourselves Peking Duck?
It's actually got nothing to do with the food at all.
Right.
It's more so for when you're partying. Sometimes you're peaking, you know, you're at the peak of the night.
Yeah.
You're peaking, you're having a good time.
Probably had a few too many beers, but you're peaking in a different way. You're
sure.
Doing that duck face and you're sort of lost in the corner. And you're not peaking on the dance floor. And that's what Peking Duck is, when you're sort of peaking in that very over-the-top, I've consumed too many beers kind of way.
But it's good to be alive. My mates and I used to have a saying, when you go to a party, you swan in, you rage on, and then you trundle home.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Nice.
Trundle on home.
That's right.
Hey, we asked a couple of other guys this last week, but I reckon your answer will be a bit different. Netflix and chill, or like peeking on the dance floor, which do you guys go for?
Netflix and chill is pretty good because it actually doesn't mean Netflix and chill.
Yeah.
Hey, you're onto it, boys.
Dancing's really fun as well. I guess it depends what kind of mood you're in, you know?
Dancing, love making, it's all fun.
In one way or another.
Yeah, it's all exercise.
That's right.
Can you guys go all night? Because I can't. Like, I've got a time frame. When I start drinking, 8 hours later, I've got to go to bed.
I thought you were talking about Netflix and chill.
Can you go all night?
Can you go all night?
I try, but I can't.
I'm about 30 seconds.
Don't
quick.
Sell yourself short, mate. Come on.
Well, just being honest.
I wasn't selling myself short. That's quite the exaggeration.
Oh, boys. Hey, stick around a couple of minutes for us. We want to continue the chat, but let's play your new one featuring Icona Pop, Peking Duck, Let You Down. The boys are on air with us right now. This is Hit 93.5, Pippa and Jimmy. Morning. Baby. What is that? This is a new one from Peking Duck. It's called Let You Down. We've got Peking Duck on the phone with us right now. Oh, boys, first let me start. Amazing song. And we're chatting just in the ad break there about Netflix and chill or going out partying all night. What do you guys like to do?
So are you guys just a bunch of granddads that just need cups of teas and lie downs every once in a while, or can you just rage on for days?
I think lately we've definitely... I think we've become a bit more mature in the last year and a half. than, say, the year and a half prior to that. But I think that's a good thing. You know, I think we're a lot more work-focused. But when the time calls for a party, nothing can get in the way of that. And you got to have a good time while you're partying.
Yeah,
whether that be dancing, doing whatever you want to do.
But, absolutely.
We used to dance all night, every night, all weekend, all week pretty much. And we wouldn't get tired at all. But I guess this is growing up.
Yeah, right. Hey, boys, I've talked about partying. It's Melbourne Cup Day tomorrow. What do you guys do for Melbourne Cup Day? Are you into the horses? Are you into dressing up? Or what do you do?
Yeah, my mother is probably the biggest enthusiast for the Melbourne Cup, I think, in the world, probably. So she calls me and makes sure that she likes to put down bets for me. I think it's like a cute little thing that she does.
Great.
But, yeah, last time me and Ruben watched it, we were in London.
Yeah, or New York.
We were in New York, and we fit into this little pub, and every Aussie in New York, I think, was there, and that was really cool.
Yeah, it was a pub built for, like, 50 people, and there was about 600 in there. It was mayhem.
But, yeah, the Melbourne Cup's sick. It's a good time.
Have you guys got any plans to come to Dubbo and the Central West anytime soon and cut a rug?
Cut thick?
Hopefully.
Oh, it's been a while since we played down at the Amaroo.
What an maybe. Institution.
Yeah, that place is lit.
Maybe still a reunion set.
Yeah, it's still going strong, guys. Do you? Speaking of dancing, as lads, I think a lot of blokes are embarrassed to carve it up on the dance floor in public. Do you guys, I'm guessing you're not shy about busting a move?
Definitely wasn't the case last time we were in Dubbo. It seemed like dudes were dancing all over the place.
Yeah, the girls were almost scared. The guys were dancing so, like, intensely.
Usually it's the other way around, isn't it?
Maybe we just brought that out in the people, I don't know.
I don't know, yeah. I feel like in Sydney you see a lot less dudes on the dance floor and a lot more girls, but, yeah, maybe the guys are too scared over here. I don't know. Yeah, I guess,
It's funny, in Colombia when we were over there, it's like almost corny if you don't dance. You're sort of like
really?
Yeah, so like every dude's really making sure that they dance as hard as they can.
Don't be a wallflower because you look like a bit straighty 180.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, you definitely stand out if you're not dancing.
Fantastic. Adam and Ruben, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show this morning. We are loving your new single with Icona Pop, and thank you so much for joining us on Hit 93.5.
Thank you.
Mad love. Carrie
Bickmore. Hit 93.5 with Charlie Poof, our long morning dove on the Central West. How you doing, Pippa and Jimmy on the air? Hey, possible thunderstorms later today, and it's possibly severe as well. We can see the trees starting to blow pretty hard from our Windy Warrior Street studios this morning.
Happy Monday to everybody, and shout out to anybody who's starting work feeling a little bit dusty after the weekend. But kudos to anybody who's been super smart and has taken today off and tomorrow off for the Melbourne Cup.
Oh, great move.
Cheeky four-day weekend.
Oh, that'll be great. Hey, tomorrow, Melbourne Cup special show we've got on.
We do.
Luke Jacobs is going to join us.
Yeah, he is. Talking about his new show, Instant Hotel.
Which will be great fun. That's on Prime 7. And we're chatting with him. Going to do some Melbourne Cup stuff as well.
Get your Fascinator back out. Dust that off.
Oh, plus also when I took Melbourne Cup off. The day after Melbourne Cup.
Yes, it got you into a world of trouble, didn't it?
And I'll tell you this just for free right now.
Okay.
I'll tell you the full story tomorrow.
Right.
But I'd been working at a radio station in Melbourne for just 8 weeks. And the first sick day I have, the day after Melbourne Cup.
Good.
After posting all over Snapchat.
What you'd done the day before.
That I was at the Melbourne Cup on the Gronk.
Fantastic. Have a good day, everybody. Be kind to one another. Make sure your coffee's hot. And we'll see you back again tomorrow from 6.
Bye. Bye. Hey, this is